Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Arach in Perek Vav Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah we're going to learn Masechas Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zecher to find receiving Hagon Bikarav Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Hamakdish Nechasav. A person was Makdish all his Nechasim, all of his properties he donated to the Beis Hamikdash. But Vahaisa all of Ksubas Ishu Balchayv. He already previously owed the Ksuba to his wife, or he owed money to somebody who he borrowed from. Meaning he had already divorced his wife. He owes her the money, and then instead of paying her, he's Makdish all of his Nechasim. Or he just owed somebody money, and instead of paying him, he was Makdish all of his Nechasim. So in neither the woman or the person who's owed the money, they're not allowed to go directly to Hektish to collect their money. Rather, the one who redeems, meaning the person himself who is Makdish as Nechasim, he has to go to Hektish and redeem what he was Makdish in order to pay his wife or his Baal Chayv. Now, the Chiddush over here is, even though it's not really Hektish, it's not even able to become Kadosh because since it's already designated to be paid to his wife or to his Baal Chayv, so it doesn't become Hektish in the first place. However, people don't necessarily know that, so if they see that he made his things Hektish and then he's just going and taking it back and giving it to somebody else, they're going to think that you could just take something back from Hektish without officially redeeming it. So that's why he has to go through the whole process of officially redeeming it from Hektish. He does it for a very small amount of money, very nominal, as we're going to see in a moment in the Mishnah, but he still has to go through this official process of redeeming it, and then he could give it either to his wife or to his Baal Chayv. And as the Mishnah continues saying, Hektish Tishim Mane, let's say he was Makdish 90 Mane, but he owes 100 Mane, Baal Chayv 100 Mane, he just adds on a dinner, and then he redeems his nechasim in order to give him to his wife for a ksuba, or to his Baal Chayv for the debt that he owes him. And not to mention the Gimel, even though they said, this is a Mishnah Vav of the previous parak, that somebody who owes an erech to the Beis HaMikdash, the Gizbar, the treasurer, is going to take a mashkin from him, he's going to come take a collateral from the person until they pay up. Still, we're not going to take everything from him. We leave the fellow over enough food for 30 days, and enough clothing for 12 months, umit mutsas, and a set bed, visandalin, and shoes, utfilin, and his tfilin. And this is all based off of Joshua from a pasuk that tells us that even though he's very poor and he doesn't have any money, we're still going to be forcing him to pay a certain amount of money. Nonetheless, we do leave these basic things for him. However, says the Mishnah, loy avoloy leishtev lebanov, we're only going to leave these things for him, but not for his wife and children because they're not included in the Joshua and the pasuk. Also, if he was a craftsman, we leave him two of his tools of his craft from every single type of tool that he needs. And here the Mishnah gives an example. Charash, if he's a carpenter, so noisim shne matzadim shne migeiros, we leave him over two planes and two saws because these are the tools that are basic to his trade. Now Rebbe Lezer says, im ha'ikar, let's say he was a farmer, noisim le'es simdai, they're going to allow him to keep his semed, which is his pair of oxen for plowing, and chamar, if he's a donkey driver, noisim le'es chamayrei, they leave him his donkey so that he could still continue doing his work. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Dalet, and hey, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.